This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, October 4. Greed. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 12. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God.'" Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." I didn't think I was greedy until I read this passage again. Jesus warns us to watch out for all kinds of greed. The kind of greed I usually thought about had to do with very wealthy people wanting more. But Jesus doesn't focus on that kind of greed here. In the context of this passage, a man is arguing with his brother over their inheritance. The family has enough to hand down, but Jesus sees that this man is still worried if he will truly have enough. He's greedy not for luxury, but for security. Ouch. I didn't even know that kind of greed existed. But many of us have it. We want a little bit more so that we don't have to worry. Jesus points us away from greed based on worry. So long as we aim to live God's way, aligning ourselves with God's purpose for us in this world, seeking his kingdom, and so long as it is not yet time for our heavenly inheritance, God will give us what we need to live for him each day. Wanting more than that is a type of greed, and that will distract us from fully living the life of joy and peace we are created for. So let's repent and learn to let go of our worry-based greed. Pray with me. Creator and Provider, we exist because you want us to. Forgive us for trying to build our own security. Our worries cost this world too much. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.